Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Dokotela Sandile Shabalala, head of KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health, joins us this morning. Good morning, Doctor.
Mshengu.
Doctor.
Good morning, family.
Mshengu.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Morning.
Mshengu, last week the department launched a public employees COVID-19 vaccination drive. How'd it go?
It went so well. It went so well, given the fact that we started at 2 o'clock and within about 2-3 hours, we had vaccinated more than 161 people.
Hala.
And this was just a site that included the Office of the Premier, the Department of Health, the Office of CETA, the Department of COCTA, and Treasury. Just these departments. But also we included some people who were from just outside the community, general community, who are not workers. So we did very well. We think we are going somewhere. But I can announce to the world that Sky is vaccinated.
Yeah, boy.
Yes. Yes.
I
did call the doctor before I went for the vaccination.
I was going to change your middle name to Procrastinator. But
No. They got me with the fans. Yeah. They I'm like,
where? The fans have to know.
And then, doctor, I'm going to speak a little bit here. I'm hearing the words vaccination of children. Just want to find out, what is the age of a child, would you consider? And then what is there going to be the approach with the vaccination of children? Has it started? How will it happen?
The age that is being looked at currently is the age of 12 and above. Remember, we were between 18 and above. Let me put it like that. Now we're looking at 12 years and above, so that we do not step all the initial vaccinations that are given to children as from birth until that age of 12, 14. So we're looking at 12. According to the research that we are being told, is that it can accommodate 12-year-olds, so it will start there. But the issues of consent are being discussed and finalized to say parents should consent. Remember, at that age, a child cannot consent on their own for some of the vaccinations. However, the advice is that we initially were saying COVID is not affecting children very much, but the latter variants have been affecting children. So to save them, let them be vaccinated.
Dokotela, the moment I heard that you were vaccinating 12 to 16-year-olds, it was on Friday I heard, I made my appointment. My child, Wednesday, 12:15, will be getting the Jova. So thank you very much for that. Also, can we say to schools, you reach out to clinics around you. Reach out to clinics and pharmacies around you. Ask them to come to you. I mean, why would you have to need the kids to go one by one by one? Let them come to the school, right?
No, when everything is done, what we will be doing will be sending the consent forms to the schools. Let the parents fill them. Then the healthcare staff will go to the different schools. We have school health practitioners that we are going to use. We've got vaccinators that we're going to use. We've got private health healthcare practitioners also that we're going to be using. So the system will be improved as we go, but our aim is that as soon as possible, let's make sure that everybody is safe.
Yeah, 100%.
Mshengu, just before you go, can you just give us an overall picture in terms of the numbers, the vaccination numbers versus the end goal of 7.2 million you guys want by March 2022? Are we getting even closer?
We're getting closer, but very slowly. We're not happy. We are now sitting at just above 3.1 million of doses that we've given. The people that we can say have received complete of total dose of first and second is 975,852 the last time I checked. Now, if you look at that, we are still far from where we want to be. We want to be at least at 50% in December and 70% or so by March. Now, we want to really push as much as we can. We just want to ask people to really go for their vaccination. Not really for us to meet the target, but for us to be safe. Remember, KZN becomes a playground for everybody in December. And Etewini, it's worse.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be in Etewini.
Yeah.
So people who come to Etewini must be vaccinated.
Yeah.
People in Etewini must be vaccinated as well. That's what we're asking.
Thank you very much. Say it loud, say it clear. That was Dr. Sandile Shabalala, HOD for the KZN Department of Health. Thank you so much for joining us again.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.